children will disappoint, spouses will let you down, parents may never say they're proud. Work might just break your back, age only wears you down, but beach and bar will be around. So forget your woes and life on foes, 'cause you came here for joy. With Biggs and Bob and Jamie too, your three hairy old boy toys.
The Biggs and Bar Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Hey. Good morning with the Biggs and Bar Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello there.
You're right?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking of something I saw this morning. Because when I wake up in bed, I roll over and start scrolling a bit just to see what's going on.
Okay.
And I saw that they're going to make a sequel to Seven.
Is it called Eight?
I don't know. But it's the same writer, same. I think the director's coming back.
Does Gwyneth and Paltrow get her head back?
No. Oh. It's
spoiler alert.
It's just the Morgan Freeman character returns.
No Brad Pitt.
Well, he's imprisoned.
Oh yeah, I guess. Which was silly. I would have let him go. But anyway,
you can't let him murder somebody and let him go.
I don't remember any
bad
of it.
Guy that just he
remember
murdered.
The box.
I know, but still,
he killed his wife.
Anyway. His wife's head was in the box, then he snapped and turned around and shot him.
The seventh sin.
Yeah,
right?
Which was his
right
plan.
Yeah.
But when he read that script, Brad Pitt originally, he refused to sign unless they guaranteed that would be the ending.
Oh, really?
Because he said he'd been on some other projects where like they had this really crazy ending like that was really smart, and because they were afraid of audiences reacting poorly to his wife's head being in the box, so he said, "I'm not doing it unless like it's in my contract that that's the guarantee."
Yeah.
I was like, "Why would you have to?"
It's a good movie. It was creepy.
Yeah, that was a good great thriller. Run of serial killer movies where they kind of
the Bone Collector was good,
them.
Right?
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. yeah. That's it was Denzel.
Yeah,
that character Lincoln Rhymes.
Yes.
I've read like 10 of his
stories.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. It was Jeffrey Deaver's the author.
Okay.
Right.
But there was a good run of like serial, and then the whole world got uber sensitive.
Yes.
To the victims of serial killers, which maybe we should have been a little more sensitive. And they just stopped making serial killer stuff.
That's entertaining.
That was my point. Where's all the good serial killer movies?
We don't stop doing the news just because there's victims, right? Just the way it goes.
I watched the serial killer doc on Netflix last night.
There's a lot of docs.
It creeped me out. Yeah, so they've taken over. It's the true ones.
But when you watch the docs, they make sure they put a lot of effort into honoring the victims.
100%.
Which they should in a doc.
Yes.
Sure.
But in a movie. Yeah. It's a movie.
You don't have to do that in the movie.
No.
You can also just say, based on true story.
Yeah. No, and just change a few things, put it in a different place, and take whatever.
They're going to start putting disclaimers at the beginning. This is fiction.
Yeah. Well,
not real.
Sure. Well, we're going to have to do with everything.
Darth Vader.
Have to start doing things. This is actually
Darth Vader?
Real.
Darth Vader would have been a terrible serial killer. You could have heard him like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounded like he was breathing through a thing. Nothing is real on the internet anymore. Like, I'm serious.
Almost.
Like, my wife. She's like, what is happening? Like, she was just on Facebook, and the Buffalo Bills put out a post congratulating Josh Allen and his okay-looking wife there.
The actress, yeah.
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, she's hard to look at, that's for sure.
And congratulated him on, like, how they had a baby and didn't tell anybody, and so they just got married, but she had been pregnant.
But it wasn't real.
And so she went to his... No, it was just totally fake.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. Again, what's the point of that? But also,
like... who cares?
She's like, I don't even follow the Buffalo Bills on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. No, like, nothing. You can't trust anything.
So much fake news. And now with AI being able to create images instantly of fake stuff. And it's
crazy.
Nothing is believable. Like, literally nothing.
Like, reputable places will put AI in the corner or something. Or in the hashtag AI on something. But non-reputable, you're just going to have to, well, I guess that's real. Like, you know what I mean?
No, but I think at least most people know it's not. And even you the hope? Old even the older people, like my mom who's I don't know if I can. It's a lot of stuff I don't. I'm like, good. Yeah, nothing's real. Nothing is real. You see on Facebook.
No, I just look at memes and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like stores I subscribe to for like flyers.
I saw some brain committee on it. They're basically like some trust, whatever. They're just like, it's everything. It's just gonna go back to straight entertainment.
I've unfollowed almost everyone I know on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's just things I choose now.
I mean, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so it's four, right? It's mine. Like, there's a picture I'm looking at right now. I know it's not real because it says Pepsi Bismol, and it's like a Pepsi bottle, but it's pink. I know that's a joke.
Well, I would hope most people would think that was a joke.
Yeah, it's also from a page called Things Only Get Weirder, and I know that. It's a meme page. But I looked at it, and I went, and then I moved on.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'm not going to go to Shoppers Drug Mart today and ask for some Pepsi Bismol.
Somebody will.
Somebody will. Like, there's a lot of people in the world.
But anyways, yeah.
All right.
Just come to us.
Beware.
We're not AI yet.
Not yet.
Completely. Not
yet.
Not completely.
Yeah, but we tell you.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
We call it JI, and it's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Jason's voice.
Right. Yeah, I'm not real.
No, you're real you.
How do you know?
Whoa.
That's a good point.
How would anyone know?
You're interacting too fast for me to type it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Obviously, top of mind and big part of our country would be the weather.
Yes. And the U.S. as well. Yeah. Like, it's the whole eastern seaboard area.
Ottawa yesterday, record-breaking temps. And looks close again today.
Yeah, very similar weather today.
Until it breaks... In the evening, right, Jason? Roughly, sort of?
Yeah, sometime between this evening and overnight, it's going to get a little bit better.
Can we say?
Tomorrow will still be hot. Like, it's still going to be 28, feeling like 30, but that's like normal hot.
Yeah, this is regular summer hot, not insane. And then, like, wall of heat hot.
Thursday, 23. Friday, only a high of 21.
Yeah.
So, and some rain.
Can we all give a tip of the cap to the breeze yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for the breeze.
Yeah.
The breeze, if there was no breeze, it would have been...
No, I may have died.
It was unbearable. It was more than a breeze. It was a wind.
Yeah.
Which was a wind yesterday.
It was a decent wind.
The flags were whipping.
Oh,
yeah.
If there was no wind, it would have been unbearable.
The wind today, if you want to know the numbers, if you're working outside, 20K an hour gusting to 40. So those gusts will feel real nice.
Yeah, yeah.
On your working sweat outside. Covered shirt.
Yeah, your shirt is just soaked with sweat. And
it was weird. Like, I didn't hold sweat, and I wasn't working like you were. Like, Jason, you were doing labor outside.
Yeah, I was laying on the interlock yesterday with my bestie, Mark.
That's insane. But, like, you know, you get out of a car, it's that hot, you start to get a bit damp. But because of the wind and how hot it was, the moisture didn't stick to you.
Oh, mine did.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You were working. It's different. But you're just that casual kind of stickiness you would normally get. It wasn't that bad.
Honestly, got used to it yesterday a little bit. Like, we were outside the entire day, so I got used to it. But when I went home and I went into my nice, cool, air-conditioned house, and then I went back outside to get my cooler, I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah, it's foolish.
It was awful. And I like the heat.
Even I have two dogs. The big hairy guy who hates the heat, so he goes. Yeah. He was outside for like half a second. He's like, "This is stupid." But my little Frenchie loves the heat. Like, lay an inch from the fireplace for hours.
That's the worst though, because they have little short snouts and they can't breathe properly.
He wasn't having it either, man. He came right back in. I was like, "All right."
Yeah, both mine. Let them out, and they just turned and looked back and looked at me like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah.
Like, it's too cold too. I'm not going out there.
So, close to the same today, and then that should, I mean, in terms of, like, the soul-crushing heat, that should be it.
For a little while.
Goodness.
But, drink water, stay cool.
Yeah, drink lots of water.
Don't work outside if you don't have to.
Apparently, you're supposed to drink milk.
I don't know.
Yeah, we read that, eh?
I disagree with this.
It's a guy, whatever nutrition out of the UK, he says because it digests slowly, you get more hydration longer. It's also filled with electrolytes and sugars, which are good for you when you're dehydrated.
Maybe to survive. Not if you're working. Long game, but you're working and sweating. You don't want a glass of milk.
It might just be your brain though, thinking that it's not good for you.
If I open up the cooler today and I bring out a bottle of milk, it would be slapped out of my hand.
Yeah, for sure. It's a thick drink. You don't want a thick drink in the heat. Like, you think you don't, but the science might be there. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to stick to the Gatorades.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I mean, most will. Yeah. But it's not as dehydrating as you might have thought it was.
You know what? It might be mental. Because if I opened a cooler and there was a really nice, cold little carton of chocolate milk, I would drink it.
Yeah, chocolate milk is different.
I would drink it.
Down it.
Yeah. Chocolate milk, I might try. But the, like, white milk, just... Yeah.
I haven't drank milk as, like, a drink. Like, I have a little of my coffee, but I haven't drank milk.
On its own? Oh, God.
I couldn't tell you. Chocolate milk? Yes.
30 years.
Chocolate milk? Yes.
Yes.
But, I mean, milk. Milk, milk.
Milk.
There's so many kinds of milk now. You have to say milk.
Yeah.
As opposed to almond, oat. None of those are milk. They're juice. Just no one wants to drink almond juice.
Yeah.
Sounds gross.
It does sound gross.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, I'm thinking of becoming... like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh,
really? Because they got a pretty good raise, 400% increase.
Oh, I saw that headline. I didn't read it though. So
they're making $15 an hour, which seems low to me
for a professional level cheerleader. Yeah,
but they've gone up to $75 an hour.
Oh, wow!
So and there's lots of perks and stuff they get with it, but they also make additional money for being social media influencers and making appearances and stuff. So,
but they have a Netflix show too, don't they?
Yes,
right
they
on the
do,
front.
Yeah.
What's it called?
America's Sweethearts.
That's it.
Yeah. So they get like $150,000 a year to cheer. And stuff.
Well, they're the most famous cheerleaders in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they work
Cowboys,
hard.
Yeah.
More famous than the Buffalo Jills, which didn't they get rid of the Jills?
I don't know.
That'd be a chilly place to be a cheerleader.
Yeah.
In snowsuits out there doing your routines.
It's a weird name, the Buffalo Jills, because it's also the name for a jock that females wear.
Oh.
I think mainly because it rhymes.
Yeah, I know why they did it, but I don't know if it was well thought out. Well, not like anything in Buffalo is well thought out.
Living in Buffalo isn't well thought out. But, all right, well, hey, at least they're getting paid. I mean,
yes, good for them.
I think I look cute in that outfit, too. So,
oh, you would. What's their current outfit? Is it the silver shorts?
Probably.
With.
We're wearing like silver
with a little white vest, blue shirt underneath, I think.
I'm wearing that today.
Under your clothes?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at my side gig. Wearing booty shorts.
That would be a tough day.
If you walking
around here in booty shorts, that would be...
Silver ones even?
That would be a tough day. Oh, and that little vest they wear?
Yeah,
cool. That would be tough. Nice. All right.
I think it would highlight my gut a little bit.
It would.
Maybe.
You don't have to think. It would. Yeah, it would definitely highlight your gut.
Yeah, I'm saying it positively.
Hey. Body positivity is important, Jason.
Yeah, you do you.
You do whatever makes you happy.
$150,000 a year. No problem.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, there's a list here that's come out of now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s don't have to do anymore, but will never forget.
Okay.
All right. So things that you would never forget. I'll give a little example. Rewinding a cassette with a pencil.
Yes. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not really a skill though.
You stick a pencil in it and flip it around.
You just had to do it.
I'll be honest, I never actually had loading a 35mm camera.
Oh, yeah. When I was real young. Yeah.
You can still buy film and do that, but you don't have to.
The whole click flip type thing. Yeah.
This is not obsolete, but less common driving stick.
Yeah.
You know,
no
you
need
just
for
get
that
in.
Anymore.
We still have a stick shift car in the household.
In 10 years, you won't even know how to drive anymore.
No, right?
So I like driving. I like driving stick. It's fun.
Keeps you alert.
Yeah. Wait for the day I don't have to drive.
Not in traffic. In traffic, stick is not the
just
best.
Just period.
But yeah.
I get so much done.
Oh, yeah.
In travel time, but I didn't have to actually
you'd
drive.
Just sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
Writing a check.
Yeah. I haven't written a check
people wouldn't have
in many years.
Checks.
Again, not a... But you can learn in 2 seconds. They just don't do it, so why would they need
That's
to
not
know
true.
It?
I did write a check. I write the big charity checks.
Yeah, that's true.
I wrote a check a couple weeks ago.
Nice fancy handwriting. Yeah. I don't know what a Thomas guide is.
It's just a map book, isn't it? Is
very good.
Map book?
You're right. Like, I'm reading it, but I didn't know what it was. Making a weed pipe out of other things. You just go into a gas station and buy bongs now.
Kids don't make weed pipes anymore?
They don't have to.
Bongs are so everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Make one out of an apple if you wanted to.
Yeah. It used to kind of be like a contest. You could make the weirdest thing into a bong.
Yeah.
But
anyways, yeah.
Winamp. Remember Winamp?
Vaguely.
It was like the media player. It was like the media player. Do you know Jenny's phone number, Jason?
867-5309.
You got it.
I don't know anyone's phone number.
That's, no, that's true. A song. But Jenny, I know.
I saw this clip where these two people were talking about, like, if you were thrown into, like, a terrible place in the world, who would you call? Like, who's the one person you would call that could get you out of that place? 911,
I guess.
No, but not, like, in a place that wasn't available, obviously. Right. Like, who on your contact list? And I was like, nobody, because I don't know anyone's number. I would just be
I know my done. Wife's number.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I've had to write it down for, like, emergency contact.
Wife, yeah, I know it to the phone when I called. So what am I going to do?
I'm
busy.
What
does this idiot want?
I'm trying to think of other people's numbers. I could call the radio station.
Oh, that would get that would be a good idea.
If I remember that.
You just hope someone's going to answer it.
I could call the Dougie line.
Yeah, and leave a message there. That's it. Any more, James?
That's it. Yeah, whatever. Okay. It's just all things that we've all done before.
It's just evolution.
MS-DOS. MS-DOS.
Please take driving away. Please.
No, I like driving.
Please.
Just make it an option if you want, but I still want to drive.
Well, don't they have those cabs in the States now that there's no drivers? They just show up a couple of cities?
They've been running over people and stuff.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Also to regular they've people.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
If you want to reach us, very easy to do so. 613-216-3849 or just text Dougie to... Did I just give it a random number that's incorrect?
I don't think so.
216-3849, right?
That's the Dougie correct. Line.
Right. Yeah. Or text Dougie to 762-555. Jamie?
Well, stay hydrated today, right? It's going to be hot again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, boys. When you're taking a drink out of something out of the fridge, you don't need to touch your lips onto it and give your germs to everyone else. Just free pour like a man, boys. Just open your mouth and just let her drop in. It's the best. Glitter.
The best.
Just telling us how to drink.
Without putting your mouth on the thing.
You could do that.
You don't want to get all the slobber on community drinks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're not going to...
I do that if I ask my wife for a sip of something. I'll do the pour. She's like, well, you don't want to touch it? I'm like, no, I don't.
Don't you kiss your wife?
Of course.
Yeah, but it's still weird.
It's different.
Okay.
And I also don't want my wife spitting in my mouth. So, you know what I mean?
Some people like that.
I know that.
You don't think you get your spit in your mouth when you kiss her?
Of course. But I'm not like, it's different.
It's different.
How could you not think it's different? It's different.
It's different spitting your
if
mouth.
If your wife was like, hey, come
just
kiss
putting
me.
Putting both your lips on the same thing like you would each other's lips.
Yeah, it has something to do with food bits.
Something. Right?
The thought, like you're
the
thinking,
food
the reality of it's exactly the same, but
exactly,
your brain is,
yeah, you're right.
You're imagining food bits in it.
Anyway, the pour. Good call, buddy.
Okay.
Anyway, another call about the.
If it's heat. In my fridge, I'm putting my lips on it.
Really, eh?
Yeah, it's my fridge.
Okay.
It's my drinks.
But that's rude to everybody else. What if someone doesn't want your spit bits?
Your cooties.
What? I mean, what am I drinking though? Like, if it's
like a 2 liter,
pour it into a glass. If it's,
but if you're not, if you don't have the time, like, you know,
who
what
doesn't
mean?
Have the time
coming from you? You say you don't have time to do anything. You don't even heat up like chicken
because that's just
you
for
don't even
me.
Cook chicken.
It's just for me.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't need it heated up. But if I was making it for my family, I wouldn't just whip cold chicken at them. Like I would
eat this cold chicken, and you'll like it.
Anyways, whatever.
Just saying, if there's a community drink, don't put your lips on it. Okay.
Hey, gentlemen, I was just listening to the podcast. You were talking about sandals. I actually really, I like the thong sandals. It might be it was a little weird at first, but then you get used to it. As soon as it gets hot out like this, man, it's shorts, t-shirt, and sandals. I want as little clothing on as possible. It's way too f***ing hot. Have a good one, boys.
No, I agree with that part, but not with the little piece of rubber in between your big toe and your next toe. What do you call that? Your index toe? I don't know what that is.
Your toe is your thumb toe.
Yeah,
I consider my big toe the thumb.
He's talking about the one next to your big toe.
Yeah, like your pointer toe.
Yeah, like your index
toe.
Finger.
What are you pointing at?
Your index toe. Your first toe.
Yeah, your index toe. I would call it. It probably has another name.
That would be
your
so
main
weird
toe.
If you started pointing at stuff with your toes. Hey, look at that. What?
It'd be really hard to do with anything other than your big toe, though.
Yeah, it would be. Well, no, some people, their second toe is longer than their big toe.
No, but they actually move it. Like, could you move any other toe individually other than your big toe?
No, my toes are all mashed into just one slab of skin because I shoved them into size 12 shoes when I didn't want to outgrow size 12 shoes. I'm like little, the little Chinese children back in the day when they used to bound their feet.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's what I did with shoes, and now all my toes are curled under my foot. They're all curled into each other like this.
That's interesting.
It was hard to find size 13 shoes back in the day.
Yeah, nice, okay.
And I didn't want to let my feet grow out of 12, so I just smashed them into 12s.
That's
and
ridiculous.
And now I got my toes are curled under each other.
That and you sleep with the covers tucked into the mattress all night.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Oh, it's you that does that. Yeah. Sorry.
They're loosely
I've
tucked.
Confused you.
They're loosely tucked.
I've confused the two
That's
of you.
That's insane.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I would lose
sorry.
My mind.
No, it's a loose tuck.
Sorry. I see that I've triggered you.
Like I flop like a fish until I get it untucked.
Sorry. I can see this is upset
you.
You
know, so tightly tucked at a hotel.
Because you don't want to sleep with your feet like a penguin.
Like a crazy person.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been Ziploc bagged in, like saran wrapped into the bed.
It was just a weird noise to make when you said you were at a hotel.
Flopping around like a fish. Like else.
No. Just like, I guess so.
Just to get the sheet out.
Just by yourself? Just with some pay-per-view? What are you doing?
I won't sleep. Like, I won't sleep unless I get that sheet out. And I have fought it for like 5 minutes where I have to take a break.
Why wouldn't you just untuck it with your hands before you got into the bed?
Because he's laying down.
I will kick...
Been a pretty gross break.
Undefeated. Yeah. I've not lost to a sheet yet.
Talking about food bits and drinks, and a lot of talk about your curled up feet. Enjoy your breakfast.
We want to reach us. Here's out.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone. 5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Otto, what? On the Biggs and Barr Show.
30 seconds, 5 questions. You can pass it back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have Bob on the phone.
Bob!
Yeah.
How's it going?
Very good, you?
We're great. What are you doing?
I'm just at Costco.
Oh, wow.
Already, eh?
What are you getting?
I'm just picking up some bananas and nothing much, a case of water.
Okay. Are the bananas yellow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Best price for bananas around Costco.
Loblaws.
Yeah.
Buck 69 for a big bunch of bananas.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll probably be there later today. Are you ready to go?
Sure.
Okay. Good luck.
All right, Bob, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the New World, was born in what state?
Massachusetts.
What did VHS stand for?
Wow.
It's timely.
Yeah, he can pass. This is a timed event.
He passed.
Oh, what was Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac's first name?
Mick.
In Spaceballs, what was the metaphysical, mysterious, and ubiquitous power called? You have any idea?
I'm going to ask the last question.
What is worse in this heat, an outdoor wedding or cutting the grass?
Cutting the grass.
Oh, okay, let's go over your answers here, Bob. An outdoor wedding or cutting the grass? You said cutting the grass. Definitely an outdoor wedding.
Outdoor wedding. Sweating through your suit.
I almost passed out at an outdoor wedding.
Yeah. Like a wedding in general.
Yeah,
it was bad to be at. Never mind outdoors at 44 degrees heat. In Spaceballs, what is the metaphysical, mysterious, and ubiquitous power called? You said AC/DC. That is incorrect. It is the Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
Yeah. And the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah. Spaceballs released 38 years ago today.
Sequel coming.
Yeah.
Which is wild. What was Fleetwood Mac's first name? You knew it was Mick.
Mick.
It's his birthday today. He's 78.
Yeah. Happy birthday, right, Mick. Yeah.
What did VHS stand for? You had no idea. Video Home System.
Oh, I did not know that either. Yeah.
And Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the New World, was born in what state? You said Massachusetts, but it was actually North Carolina.
And now south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina.
Sorry, Bob.
Not the best performance.
Yeah, that's okay. Have a nice day, guys.
Enjoy your bananas.
Stay cool.
Yeah.
I will. I'm in Costco.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's true. All right, Bobby, enjoy it. Ciao.
Okay, bye.
Bye, buddy.
I, you know, some specific info on that one that might have.
About bananas or?
Nothing makes me madder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there are things that make me madder. But on like a day-to-day sort of like mm-hmm. little irritant, the fact that the grocery store I go to doesn't like yellow bananas. They put out the greenest bananas.
Yeah. They wait for them to get yellow on the shelf.
No, they want you to bring them home and then get them yellow at home. They're so green, dude. It's crazy. And it's been that way for years. Like, they just refuse.
You've been on about it, yeah.
It's stupid. Why?
There has to be a reason. I'm thinking.
Jason's gone.
He's like, I don't buy bananas.
Just, like, I don't. I guess they're green and then they get yellow. I mean,
but when you want to eat one, you can't eat it for like a week when you buy a banana at the store. That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I can't speak on this. I peeled my first banana in my whole life the other day. So,
what do you mean you peeled your first banana?
I'm not a banana guy.
So you've never peeled a banana?
Why would I? If I haven't eaten one, no.
But how did you know you were a banana guy? You have to peel one at one point.
I don't like the flavor, the mush, the smell. I don't like. Never eaten a banana.
You've never.
Obviously, I have when I was a child. I was told I liked bananas as a child. I also like toasted tuna sandwiches, which I couldn't even fathom eating right now. Anyway, I peeled a banana for my child. And I went and washed my hands immediately after. I touched the banana. It's disgusting.
You're a psycho.
Disgusting. Man. Bananas are so gross.
You need help.
Bananas, yogurt. Blech.
I don't mind a banana as a banana. I don't like banana flavored things like pudding and stuff. Banana bread.
You've made it quite far with what you got going on in that noggin of yours.
It's true.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
I'm great.
It's impressive.
I'm great.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So a fella in Spain, 70 years old, he was pulled over by the police because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt and he was driving erratically. So that upset him. So what he did was...
Stop sign!
Yeah, he's a beekeeper. And so while he was pulled over, he just released a bunch of bees at the cops and they had to take shelter in a nearby restaurant.
Come on.
Bees! Yeah.
Bees!
Yeah.
Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, pull around!
Great scene. Great scene.
The interaction didn't start well because when the cop said, you know, in Spanish, but I'll say it in English because I don't speak Spanish. He's like, I see your license and registration, please. He said, I should have run you over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then sick bees on him.
Yeah, it turns out he was drunk.
Oh.
A little bit drunk.
He probably thought he was caught and he was all in a sting. It was a sting operation.
Yeah, then he said, now I'm going to kill you and release the bees.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's probably going to be in a bit of trouble.
Not to take away from the dramatics of the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's very dramatic. But years ago, we got in trouble.
Yes,
we did.
The three of us. Because a caller called in and was frustrated with cyclists mm-hmm. and said we should throw bags of bees at them.
Right.
And we thought that was hilarious.
We laughed.
Yeah.
Because how ridiculous.
Because that's insane.
Like, who's going to go the bees.
That's impossible. Like,
turns out.
Keep them in the
turns
bag.
Turns out it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. Wow. Yeah.
So I'd like to apologize again.
We were forced to apologize before.
Yeah.
So now
we'll apologize to all
the
cyclists.
Voluntarily apologize again.
Yeah. For something we didn't do.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys saw the calendar. It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Lou's
Day. Which means it's Lou's Day.
Right. Yes.
Oh, God, he's going to be sweaty today.
Lewis!
Don't even know where he's going. Don't know what he's doing. But we got Lou's trunk coming up. And we're going to play a song here. And we'll get Lou on the old phone.
On the horn.
On the horn and see what's going on. See where he is. See what he's giving out. No clue.
Okay, I don't want to, I don't know. I hope he's giving out ice cubes.
Ice cubes would be funny.
But I don't know if that's the... Yeah. I hope I didn't just ruin his entire thing. But
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, we don't know.
What's in Lou's trunk? What's in Lou's trunk? If we had to guess, we'd guess it's junk. But let's all see what's inside Lou's trunk.
Our friend Lou is out about in the greater Ottawa area with his unmarked Civic, and he likes to give gifts out of his trunk, usually thematic.
Yeah, yeah.
But
what do you got today, buddy?
How you doing, Lou? Where you at? What's going on?
Really good, guys. It is sweltering.
Yes, it's a little warm.
Yeah, well, it's very much so.
Are you uncomfortable? Are you idling?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm in Canada.
Oh, okay. Wow. Right. Okay.
What are you doing out that way? Out west?
I just thought I'd go west. I thought maybe it'd be cooler.
Go west, young man.
they say it's a dry heat out west.
No, it's not.
where in Canada are you?
I'm by a Scotiabank, Hazeldine Road, and Castle Frank.
Okay.
Right. I know where that is.
Yeah. And what are you handing out of your trunk today?
All kinds of cool treats.
Okay.
Like cool treats, like from Dairy Queen?
No.
Care to tell us?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just no.
Some ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Nestle what?
Nestle Parlor vanilla ice cream sandwich.
Oh, okay. I thought they were two separate things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got freezies.
Oh, you got freezies?
Oh, that's nice.
Now,
how are you keeping these cold?
Yeah, I don't want to question your, you know, prep, but is there any sort of freezer or cooler?
No.
What?
So you have a box of ice cream sandwiches
melting
and freezies just melting in your trunk?
The freezies are FIY.
Freeze it yourself?
That's exactly right.
Freeze, so you have bags of thin of bags juice. Of juice.
Sugar liquid.
And melting.
The ice cream sandwiches are holding shape.
Okay.
All right. Well, people got to hustle to get to you, though, I would say.
Did you just bought them this morning?
I did.
Okay. Well, that was, at least that was preparatory of you.
Sort of.
Kind of. I mean,
yeah.
Now, when you were at the store, did you not think to maybe buy some ice and, like, even just put the ice in your trunk?
You know the budget for Lou's trunk is tight.
Ice is $2.
It's tight. You got to drive all the way to Canada.
That's true.
You know how much gas is?
Oh, yeah.
You pay it.
It adds up.
All right. Well,
at the Scotiabank, at Castle Frank and Hazeldine. With bags of juice.
And the ice cream bar. You got to get there soon.
Yeah, you got to get quick.
You got to get
you want the ice cream. Soon.
Get an ice cream bar before they're also just bags of milk.
Yeah. Oh, Lou.
Freeze your own.
We love you, Lou. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Right. I'm hoping for a turf war with the local ice cream truck driver.
Oh,
is it there right now?
I haven't seen one yet.
He just want to fight an ice cream truck.
That's ridiculous.
They don't go out this early.
No, yeah.
Do you have ice cream music to play at least? Like on your no?
I'll figure something out. But okay. I'll say this. It's going to get bigger this morning.
Oh,
all right.
Okay,
well, we love it's going to get way bigger.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, get to Lou fast.
What's in Lou's trunk? What's in Lou's trunk? If we had to guess, we'd guess it's junk. But let's all see what's inside Lou's trunk.
Our main man, Lou, is out and about handing out frozen treats. Well, partially. Mm-hmm.
Freezable treats. He's in Canada today.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys.
So, we know so far that you have unfrozen freezies that people can freeze themselves. You have quickly melting ice cream bars. And you're in Canada at Scotiabank at Hazeldine and
Castle Frank.
Okay. Well, now, what else you got for us this morning?
Well, I want to say the ice cream sandwiches are gone. I still have some FIY freezies.
How many ice cream sandwiches did you buy?
Three.
Not even a box?
No.
He doesn't have that kind of budget, man. Come on.
Come on,
Lou. It's probably cheaper to buy a box than it was to buy three individual ice cream sandwiches.
You are right. You are correct.
Why? I have a question. Why is the trunk always half empty with you guys?
Because it is half empty.
Yeah. You only bought three ice cream sandwiches.
All right. So what else you got?
Well, something is happening this Saturday at the Great Lawn at Lansdowne.
Yes.
That's the Chio Teddy Bear's breakfast.
Yes, oh, yes. The celebrity breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was asked to serve for the celebrity breakfast.
Serve what?
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yes. Did they ask you guys?
No. No, they did not.
Oh, interesting.
So what does that have to do with today, Lou?
Well, I'm a celebrity now. I didn't know that. I didn't know this. So I have some headshots that I will be signing.
How did you acquire these headshots? Did you just take a picture of yourself and print it and then make copies?
My wife took the photo, and then I went to the Walmart photo kiosk last night.
He just sent them to me. Out. He just sent them to me.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's more of a full body shot.
Look at he's in his trunk with the potatoes. He still has potatoes from a month ago.
How do you still have potatoes? How have you not eaten them?
I've eaten a few, but there's so many.
Wow. Those are the greatest promo shots I've ever seen. Those are amazing.
Maybe I'll put a couple aside for you guys.
Oh, no, geez. I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Please. Only if you promise to sign them so that, you know, we can make some money off your celebrity one day.
I will be signing them all. I have about 10, and I'm not leaving until they're all gone.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you may be there a while.
So you have some bags, thin bags of juice that can eventually be freezies.
Yes.
And you're going to sign some full body. They're not even headshots, Lou. Like, you can't even call them headshots. Like,
pictures.
Yeah.
So they're pictures of you.
Pictures of you.
Yeah.
All right. Amazing.
Great. Go see Lou.
I will personalize them for you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's worth it.
I see you've written on the bottom of these pictures what's in Lou's trunk and titled them Shea 106 and put the date of June 2025 on them as well, just so they're authentic.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's what I was going for. And on the back, they're labeled, you know, 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My goodness. So they're like collector's items.
Yeah.
You know, the one where you're laying down in the trunk with the potatoes is a little provocative.
Just a hint. I was going for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Your wife's okay with you throwing that out there?
Yeah, she's okay. It was her idea.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
Right. I can see in that picture, I can see a little bit of the cleft of your knee.
Very, very naughty.
Naughty boy.
All right. Well, go get Lou's pictures so that he can leave. Because he's promised to stay there until he hands them out. So he's at the Scotiabank in Kanata on Hazeldean and Castle Frank. Our man Lou.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
It's going to be almost as hot as it was yesterday. Not quite.
Yeah, a couple degrees cooler.
But almost.
You'll notice.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, you'll notice for sure those 2 degrees.
But I think that's it, right? For the super heat wave should back off a bit. But
yeah, Wednesday should be better.
All right. But right now it's circle time.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
All right. Normally we do circle time here, and I guess we are going to do circle time still.
We all have the same story, though.
Yeah. It is the announcement of our deed number 3.
Yes.
Our Biggs and Barr Golf Classic for Autism, which is happening September 6th at the Canadian Golf and Country Club.
This is the third one we're doing.
Third one, yeah. Third year. All the money goes to the Autism Fund, which is a local fund here in Ottawa. It's spelled OTT.
Like Ottawa.
Yes.
Get it?
But also like
it,
autism. But
also like autism. Yes. And the fund we donate to charities or services and programs in the area, camps. There's a therapeutic horseback riding place we give money to. And then we also lock away a good chunk because the end goal is to build some long-term residence for adults who, you know, parents have had to take care of them since they were, like, the more severe cases of autism where they cannot take care of themselves. But once their parents get too old, they need a place and a facility.
And kids grow up.
Yeah.
Kids become adults. They don't go to school anymore.
And people ask, hey, why autism, guys? Like, why are we doing that? Well, our main man, Chris Biggs, is close to the to the action.
I have an 18-year-old nonverbal son who one day will need those type of services. And as they get older, you start to worry about what will happen and where they will live and who will take care of them. So that's why we do it. Now, the tournament itself is an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Last year, we had some of the best foursome outfits I've ever seen at a golf tournament.
And there's prizes for that.
Yes, there are lots of prizes, tons of prizes.
There's lots of food.
So much food.
Like, you will not go hungry at this golf event.
Barbecue lunch, three different food stops on the course, and then a full buffet dinner. So, I mean, like, it's a lot of food.
And it's a very safe tournament because everyone who could possibly help is there.
Yeah. We have the Ottawa Police Association as our title sponsor, the Professional Firefighter Association, and QP 503, which are the paramedics.
Yes.
So, I mean, you will be safe.
You're safe.
Yeah.
From basically, rest assured, if something were to happen to you, you will be in good hands.
Yeah. We'll bring in some sort of military association next year.
Oh, and then everybody.
Every
like if something catches on fire, you're good. If you twist an ankle, you're good. And if someone steals your clubs, you're good.
You're good. You're well protected. It's a blast. It's one of my favorite days of the summer. Oh, yeah. And so get your tickets right now. You can get tickets right now. So J106.com or BigsMBarClassic.com. BigsMBarClassic.com or Shea106.com. We suggest you do it soon.
It will sell out.
Yeah, it'll sell out this week for sure. So go get your tickets ASAP, please. And it's a great day. We hope you can be a part of it.
Right on.
All right. It's deed number two.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
That's right. It's time for some Dougie lines. You can reach us 24 hours a day. Just call the number 216-3849. Or text Dougie to 762-555. James, what do we got?
Well, we got listeners all over, so I love hearing about this.
Yeah, so I found out over this heat wave that the people that I work with also listen to your podcast. But I got to work, and I just started a basic conversation about the weather, like everyone else does. And I said, wow, that weather is definitely a killer out there. And they responded with a, ain't that the truth? Yeah, I thought I'd let you guys know that you guys got some listeners out here, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth?
We got listeners all over the world, like literally all over the world. We know because you can, like, look it up.
Yeah, our podcast hosting site shows us the geography, and if you do over the last 5 years, I think we have almost every country.
We don't do so well in the stands.
Yeah, we're not great, big in the stands.
They have other things going on in the stands.
Yeah, they do.
But I could probably use a little humor.
More of Africa than you would. Shout out to our African listeners. Yeah. We have some Europe we dominate. So
sure.
We could get after Central America a little bit more.
Yeah.
We got a new listener from Paraguay, though. Remember, we called that guy.
Yeah. So, wherever you're listening to us, actually call us from any and let us know. You know, that's kind of cool. We get phone calls from other parts of the world if you're listening to this on our podcast. If you're in Ottawa, of course, you know how to get us.
Listen,
Keep it locked.
Yeah. What else you got, James? Okay.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and say how strange it looks when people are swimming and they jump in the water and they plug their nose. It looks okay when a kid does it, but, you know, when you start to reach a certain age, do you guys agree it looks kind of funny? Just saying.
I agree with that. Yep.
I've seen a grown man jump in the water. I'm like, what are you doing?
Plug his nose. Just breathe out. Breathe out your nose.
Yeah. Or just don't breathe at all.
Yeah. Just hold your breath till you come back up.
That's it.
Yeah.
The water, like, I've never had the water shoot up my nose from jumping in the water. And I, you know, having a cottage and a pool as a kid, jumped in the water 8 to 9 million times. And once did it go up my nose.
No.
Stop plugging your nose.
It does
you look
ridiculous. Goofy.
Yeah, I look like a moron. One respects you as an adult if you plug your nose going into a pool.
Yeah.
Like we watch Survivor, right? And so obviously you're going to get different athletic types on there, but like some people will dive off of the thing and get into the match or whatever they're playing.
Uh-huh.
And then some will tiptoe up to the edge, plug their nose, and then jump in.
Ridiculous.
And it bothers me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, but it literally bothers me.
You immediately want that person to lose.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the kid who couldn't throw in gym class, who got better marks because they did well in the health. They filled out their forms.
Yeah, don't get me started. Different course.
It should have been.
Don't get me started.
Oh,
on that.
Oh boy.
I tried my ass off in math, but guess what? I was stupid, so I didn't get a good mark. I don't care how hard you tried in gym. If you sucked at sports, you should have got a bad mark.
I get.
Ridiculous.
And there's only one reason to plug your nose, and it usually happens in this room.
Yeah, fair.
Oh,
yeah, so you can get out.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
All right. Don't do that in the pool either.
No.
Yeah, it's funny when the bubbles come up.
Yeah,
do it in the hot tub.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Thanks for tuning in. I always appreciate it. Stay cool today.
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget to wear your snowsuit, eat a lot of salty snacks, and drink only coffee.
Don't, Jason. Yeah. Someone will do it and say, oh, those guys told me to do it.
What are you talking about? I thought we meant like cool, like...
Oh, like stay Fonz, cool. Like stay
oh,
cool.
I see.
Was that his name? The Fonz?
The Fuzz?
He was, Fuzzy. No, he was Fonzie, yeah.
Fonzie?
Henry Winkler.
No, Fonzie he was a bear.
Different guy?
You're confusing your television character.
Waka waka!
Yeah, not cool. Yeah.
Rode a motorcycle.
Instead of cool.
Hit jukeboxes with his fist to make them go and said, waka waka waka.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Yeah. Good old Fozzie.
Our podcast, you can find everywhere you find podcasts. Yeah. We upload 5 a week, at least, sometimes 6. Anything else, James?
Well, the golf tournament, remember, you can go get BigsandBarClassic.com, get your tickets. It will sell out
soon.
It will sell out soon.
Yeah, if you're a business and you want to sponsor a hole, we still have a few sponsorships left.
Or if you want to do something bigger, too, there's a couple of the silver and gold sponsors left.
We will not decline your money.
No, we will not.
And you only got a couple days left to fill out that great Canadian countdown where you could win $500.
Right.
Just tell them what you love so much about Canada.
And if you ever want info on any of the stuff we do, just go to Shea106.com.
You got it.
It's all there. All right, have yourself a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
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 The Biggs and Barr Show.